Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, July 6, 2020, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy July 6 to you people, and welcome to today's Master Your Mindset Monday. Well, I don't dare ask how are you doing, because I know we are all doing the best that we can. And from what I can see, some are doing it better than others, these for sure. Are just not easy times to pass through and over. But I know if you're like me, you're asking yourself daily, what are the options? Go through, go over, or go under. And we must fight that every step of the way. No going under for us. And I suppose the bigger questions are how to do it. How do we do that? Well, my special guest, my radio BFF, superstar RRR, our TV host, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me again today, as she has for each and every edition of Master Your Mindset Monday. And we're going to talk about some of the personal ways we hold it down when things are as crazy as they are right now. You know, how do we free our minds? We're going to talk about it. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, especially
indeed
at a time like this, especially.
Well, you know, it makes for Master Your Mindset taking some good approaches to what we talk about, though. We've talked about a myriad of issues that people deal with in life. But it never seemed as if we were dealing with something so very unusual, in the sense that it has hit everybody's life, for real, though.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think that it makes for some great poignant conversation from us, because I want to remind people, we don't take anything lightly that we say. We don't do this for the sake of entertainment. We do it for the sake of empowerment, and we really do with what we say, what we impart, what we encourage. We really do anticipate and expect and hope that it will give you some enlightenment and help you think about things and think through things a little differently maybe than perhaps you have been. That's our hope, and we've been doing it forever, so it's just what we do, and we want to offer this conversation today again as a part two to our earlier conversation this year, and again hope that there's some wonderful takeaways that you get from it. Cassandra, you know, as I pondered today, and I want to ask you first to start off in this conversation, I thought about all of the things that people are feeling, you know, about this. I don't want to just go into the how-tos without talking about all the things that people are feeling. You know, when we watch the news, or even in our daily encounters, when we do have to go out and do things, it is just interesting. You can pass by people, and even with their masks on, you can see and sense the discomfort that people are feeling. When I'm driving, this is what's really interesting. The people who are angry out there in these streets, I dare not even acknowledge any of the things that I see. People trying to run you over, run you off the road, all kinds of just nonsense. So people are in a weird place. I mean, and it's to be expected when you really don't know what else to do with your emotions or how to wrap your head around this. But Tell me about what you're thinking about what people are feeling right now.
Well, in listening to what you said, certainly, on the few occasions that I go out, I see the same things. I see, and it really saddens me. I see I see fear, and fear is the catalyst for everything that's not based in love. And fear, therefore, makes us show up in really unfortunate ways. I see what seems to be still a blatant disrespect for the severity of what this time is. But again, Silver, I don't go out much. I really, as we've spoken about before, believe that this is a time to come inside. On so many of our conversations, as you said in your opening, we have been talking about how to think. We have encouraged people that if they weren't dealing with whatever issue we were dealing with on that day in that conversation, to still take some time and think about it, to while the sun is shining, to get a revelation. I think about all the things that we have done. And as children of God, we are brilliant. We are everything. We have built buildings and fortunes and roads and railways and everything. But have we taken the time to know ourselves? And that is what this time is still for. To the degree that we look outside of ourselves, we will forever be frightened, disconnected, angry, all of that.
You know, one of the things that I have jotted down is that I think a lot of us feel mentally, emotionally attacked, and typically what we do when we feel attacked is we want to look for ways to survive the attack. And in what you just said, is something that I guess a lot of people more recently aren't taking as seriously, and that is staying at home as a survival strategy for all of this. In more ways than one, it works. For one thing, staying in, you're not engaging in a lot of the energy that's out there. You know, for instance, there's wait lines, there's a different kind of approach to getting in and out of some stores. There's, again, that traffic issue where there are people that are truly filled with a lot of angst and anger. My daughter and I were doing some shopping just the other day, and I had to stop. Well, I didn't have to stop there, but, you know, when you're picking somebody up in front of the store, I stopped there to pick her up. And a woman was 2 seconds behind us who was more than willing to run her over. It was just the most amazing thing. And she got in the car. She said, "Did you see how that woman she was just going to run me over?" And I thought, you know, wow. So not being out there, if you can help being out there, is one of the survival strategies that you can consider. And I'm sure a great majority of people are doing that. We have to go out and get groceries and other essentials, and we do that. For the most part, we're not just out doing a lot of socializing in the sense of that. We do need fresh air. We do need to walk in the park. We do that regularly. But it's one of the best survival strategies is to do what is being encouraged, and that is to stay in if you can. There's just nowhere to run from what's going on in the sense of how you get away from it. You know, a lot of people are pretending that it's non-existent, the pandemic aspect of things that are going on. And, you know, I have to be very honest. A part of me doesn't embrace the whole entirety of the story, although I do know that the illness is real because I know people personally and relatives who have had it, have died. So I'm not, anybody that's listening to me, I'm not minimizing any of that. However, there is a much bigger narrative that's going on that I think as intelligent human beings, we just need to pay real attention to how it impacts us. One day there's a virus, vaccine around the corner, and then the next day it won't be for 3 to 5 years, which positions us in a real strange kind of a way to live if they're going to keep this going the way it is currently. So, you know, we, even though there's this sense of nowhere to run or get around it, again, what I do, I just deal with the fact that I got to do what I got to do for myself, for my loved ones, in the immediate sense of where we are in the day. And that's about as much as you have the ability to manage on a daily basis. You do what you have to do. I think if you grasp too much of all the narratives, especially as quickly as they're changing, as quickly as a lot of it isn't accurate, as quickly as it is being put out there, and if you listen to some of it, there are some holes in it, I think that you're going to just continually feel a helplessness and a fear. And that's where you have to just bring things in, reel yourself in, and deal with your life and whatever adjustments, even though they may be some severe adjustments, job loss, kids at home, all of that, is to find ways to make those adjustments as hard as it is. You have to force yourself to make it, because what's happening right now will make you or break you. So you've got to make every effort to make the adjustments and not be hard on yourself about making slow progress in that, because this has been such a swift change for everybody. You have to give yourself the time and patience to adjust. I don't think we're even very capable of just saying, oh, this is what it is right now, okay. We have to adjust. We're creatures of habit, and so we have to learn how to adjust to our new habits, our new normal. Be patient with yourself and allow things to roll out, because you really cannot anticipate, with the way things are going, what's going to happen from one day to the next. Cassandra, what are your thoughts?
I think that you're absolutely right in everything that you said. You know, I am not one for taking all the noise or listening to the noise. I'm very, very, especially now, very specific about where I get my information.
Right.
If I am staying at home, if I am not out there in the street, I don't know that I need to watch every single hour of broadcast about this. I don't know that I need to immerse myself in the business. Remember, news is a business, and it is a business of a certain culture, 24/7. As you said, we are creatures of habit. So whatever we focus on, and the mind is a wonderful muscle. It's a wonderful place. And whatever you feed it is what it will feed you. And so if your diet is nonstop headlines and reaching deeper into the stories, then when you are even laying down at night, TV off, noise off, that is still what will come to your remembrance. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not quite sure if we had this, if I shared this in our last conversation, but how long have we been home now? 4-3 months?
You know, I know it was February, March, or something like that.
A long time. I have been having Science of Mind meetings with a friend in Montana and a friend across town every single morning since this started. And so as I talked about, what you put in your mind comes back to comfort you or curse you. I am, again, okay. I feed myself daily. So when I look at things or when I hear things, instead of all of the opinions of the world coming to tell me what that means, I have a really, I have and am continually cultivating a really sound spiritual foundation to discern what I'm hearing. And therefore, I am not afraid. As we've talked about so many times before, with those wonderful, powerful minds that we have, and as we talk about mastering them, we're telling ourselves stories all the time. We look at a situation and the mind, based on your information and socialization and what you know so far, will rush to tell you what it means for you. We must get ahead of that and define these situations for ourselves. This is the first situation like this, and I am 60 years old, that I have ever seen. I have no idea what God is still on the throne. And that's my story that I'm sticking to. And with that as a foundation, everything else falls subject to that. And I tell myself that daily. I work out 5 to 6 days a week, sometimes 7, to keep my body strong. I watch movies that make me laugh. I talk to people that make me happy. These are the things, this is, as we've talked about before, the 25th hour on the 8th day, the 366th day, all that time we wish we had to do all those things that we said we do. It's that time now. And how we choose to fill that time determines how sane we will come through this, how sanely we are going through this.
That's exactly true. That's exactly true. And you said something real critical, and that is how we frame the story. I know that all of this creates a great deal of insecurity about the uncertainty about what's ahead for any of us and all of us. And when I ponder that thought, the bigger picture that comes to mind, and I'm certain that people see this, but again, we tend to focus on the real challenging and hard part of this. But life is going on in a real big way around the world. It's still going on. Business is still happening. People are still doing things. You can see a lot of people aren't dealing with that kind of level of fear, run and hide, and, you know, stay tucked in a corner and until it's all over with. So I look at that, and it makes me know that there truly is going to be life after the pandemic. And in the history of pandemics and crazy things, you know, we find ourselves ultimately on the other side. Now, that's an intellectual approach, I know, and trust me, I feel the pain, if you will, of all of this. But that feeling of pain for all of that's happening to us is not going to service me in any kind of positive way. It will not.
Mm-hmm.
It's heartbreaking what I see, what I know about this. But all it can do for me is compel me to exercise talks like this and continue my work to put positive messages out that will, again, help people to feel a little bit of empowerment, a little more strength about dealing with life. Because certainly I really do know a lot about getting through a lot of difficult places in life.
Yes.
So yes. It compels me to do that, because often when I am writing, I really feel something much greater than myself saying that what I'm writing needs to speak to a certain situation that involves another person or people or whatever the case may be. I don't, again, just speak in the or write in the sense that I want to, you know, find words that are, gee, and that something's going to land on your ears like, oh, we wasn't that cute or whatever. I don't think like that. I don't produce what I do like that. I know that people hear and read what I put out there, and it's with purpose. It has intention. It has energy, and I mean that's really on purpose for me. But what I said all that to say, with the level of uncertainty, we have to be careful, because what we think will crush us, it'll blind us to the future. And we want to free our minds from those things that are going to do that. And Cassandra mentioned several things that we have to do. I mean, Cassandra didn't mention it, but she just went on almost a 5-mile walk before engaging with me, you know, 2 or 3 minutes.
In 90 degree temperature.
My point in mentioning that is that you just got to get a grip with yourself and do, as I said earlier, the best that you can do. You may not get a 5-mile walk in. You may not get a 3-block mile walk in, but that's not the point. The point is to do some things for yourself that help you toward a healthier way of thinking and doing things from day to day if you are not already.
Silver, let me add something else in there right quick and hold your point. The walk that I went on was with a new client in this pandemic, and my inability to work my traditional job. I have a side hustle. I'm training somebody. So I have a workout partner and a person that I'm training for a fee. And again, so it's a time to start thinking about new ways of dealing with the same old thing, and going back to bartering, and I have this, and what do you have, and how can we do this together, and how can we be healthy together? I'm sorry, go on.
I'm glad that you brought up that point, because I've seen several stories recently on national TV regarding people who started to just little projects to help with, you know, food projects. A lady who started giving away free, you know, baked lasagna and has turned into a huge entity for herself. Another one I saw with some baked goods, you know, just started out again as an idea to try to help people and has turned into something lucrative. And so I agree that it is an opportunity for some of us to dig a little bit deeper for things that maybe we had wanted to do, because now you don't have that 9-to-5 anymore, or you may have realized you don't want that 9-to-5 anymore either. You would rather pursue something that feeds your soul, something that's more exciting, something that will give you that greater satisfaction and take care of you financially as well. It's a time to investigate all of that. It really is. Now, again, that's just a small piece of things. You know, everybody's got a different story at their house about what's going on and how they're going to handle it. But, again, it's just a time where it is allowing us to really do some serious soul searching, some serious seeking of what do we want life to be like over the next few months or the next year or for the rest of our lives. And my encouragement would be with that is, please don't let any fear or hesitation be in making that move? Because this would be a good time. This, and that's something a lot of, I've heard a lot of journalists and speakers say, this is a good time for that. It may not feel like it's a good time in any kind of way, but it is a good time. And once you have gotten your bearings on dealing with the shock of all of this and the adjustments that you need to make and figuring out how you're going to get some bills paid and all of that stuff, spend a few minutes a day jotting down some notes or spend a few minutes dreaming your dream and seeing if it's something that you can make happen for yourself right now. And again, like I said earlier about what I was talking about, it's okay if you do things in baby steps. Just because you have that idea, business idea or dream or whatever, things take a minute to unfold. Takes a minute for things to build and to manifest. And there's a learning curve. I think that's something that a lot of folks don't realize because it's still very high numbers of businesses that don't succeed, and they don't succeed within a short period of time. And that is because we don't have the learning curve that we need about what to anticipate. And you can't anticipate everything that's going to happen with a new business, but just know that there is there will be ups and downs. There will be curves. There will be things that come out of nowhere that you didn't think could happen because your business is so exciting and so wonderful. But don't let that stop you. Every successful person has gone through that. People still going through that when they're even in big business. It's not an unusual thing to have ups and downs and unusual things occur. Just imagine, and you don't have to imagine. You're looking at the news regularly. You can see what the unusualness of this pandemic has caused for business people. But the true business entrepreneur, the true business person, they're going to bounce back because it's just in their spirit. It's in their heart. It's in their DNA that they're going to do that. It may take some time, but I know about that. And you just can't hold them down. Ultimately, they will make a comeback. Starting out new, don't let the pandemic fool you. You can still start investigating opportunities and going to online meetings at the SBA. I get the notices almost every day. There are people you can talk to and all kinds of things happening online that are free to give you information about how to do your startup and how to get connected with the right people and sources and resources to make it happen. So another thing, Cassandra, that came to my mind with about how people are feeling with all this anger and the angst and aggressiveness, combative even, that I've witnessed on some occasions. And again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm somebody's mama and telling them what to do. But I know if I were speaking to people that I loved up close, I would tell them to don't add fuel to flames and to choose your battles while you're going through this. I would say that. And I say that with love to anybody who is listening, who really wants to get a grip on things. Don't add fuel to flames and choose your battles. I've seen a few things online that sound so unbelievable. Let me just share what I would do if someone decided that they wanted to call me the N-word or start a fight. I'm good at walking away. I'm good at looking at a situation and realizing the person is ignorant or just wherever they are in their space. I don't have to allow it to be a part of my space that day or at that moment. I am so not interested in confrontations. I'm so recognizing that you may be having a harder time with this and wrapping your head around it in a way that I don't use. So I know that we are in situations where we can literally put our lives at risk now by how we respond. And, you know, I think about that age-old thing we say, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. And I'd rather go home to my family. I'd rather be certain they're going to see me again than engage in some of the nonsense that I'm seeing that people want to start. I know it's hard to walk away. I'm actually glad that some of the situations are being posted in that, because, you know, behaviors are being called out and people are getting put in check, losing their jobs and all of that. But just choose your battles very carefully and don't position yourself for harm. Stay out of harm's way. Don't start something just because you feel that, you know, somebody called you something and you felt violated. It's just not worth it. And I can't tell you or teach you emotional intelligence in an hour, but I can say that, and I've said this many times when I've taught conflict resolution in the workplace, sometimes you just got to walk away from stuff because it's just not worth what some of the things that can happen. It's just not worth it. And it's interesting because a lot of times we'll go back to our corners and we cool down and realize it wasn't that big a deal. So don't add fuel to flames in your home, in your workplace, out in the streets, phone calls, wherever you can manage a different type of connection and behavior. You might want to say to somebody, you know, how you felt about what they said to you, but you can still walk away after expressing your side of things. I've done that before, but I'm not going to be out here having you all look at a social media post where we're swinging fists and all of that stuff. That's never gonna happen. So just be careful. And I say that again, for your own safety and well-being, I say this. It's just a wise choice to not add fuel to the flames and to choose your battles well. Free your mind from being offended by nonsense and ignorant people. Free your mind from that, because they won't go away. They've been around for a long time. They're going to stay around for a long time. But you do not have to go to that level. You know, what's that Michelle Obama says? When they go low, you go high, and you say bye.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, would you like to add anything to that?
You said an interesting phrase, position yourself. And that positioning is done in many ways and should be given thought to daily. When I know who and what I am, when I know whose I am and who operates through me, then it doesn't really matter what you say about me. The more I focus on myself and who I am and what I am, the more I am beyond what somebody else thinks of me. Mm-hmm. And with mm-hmm. that self-positioning, several things happen. I enter a situation completely above the nonsense. I radiate, and it's not a position of arrogance. I radiate that love and humility, but sense of self, wherever I go. As a matter of fact, it is a signal that precedes me. And so, because again, when we are disconnected from self, then we are still in that position, and that signal too precedes us. And it's like what was it, Pigpen and the Peanuts, where you see the squiggly lines of like dust above his head, and everyone can see that when you're brooding on the inside, It radiates on the outside. It speaks volumes. The reactions that we get, some say, are only what we are sending out. Now, that's, again, grown folks' business. You've got to take responsibility so you can take control. But I'd rather take responsibility and position myself from the inside out so I am not walking with hate or malice in my heart or anger in my heart or fear in my heart, thereby not attracting those things to me. And should I walk upon a person who is dead asleep and not catch my memo that I have come, then I remember who I am. And I keep it moving. Not even fazed. It's like they called me Brenda. My name ain't Brenda.
I agree. I totally agree. And, you know, I think that's an excellent explanation, a description of how things should be handled. And I truly hope that people will get it because so much of what's happening, it's not going away, not soon. There are going to be some major changes, and now I'm pretty much referring to not just the pandemic, but the protests and the Black Lives Matter movement and all that's going on with that. We have to know who we are. And when you think about African Americans and you think about truly who we are, I feel such a sense of strength and pride in knowing where we've come from and how we've come so far on the backs and blood of slaves. And I feel like we can't let them down. We have to keep
the backs and blood of slaves and kings and queens. We need to know who we are. When we talk again about positioning yourself and knowing who you are and whose you are, if we spent more time doing that versus seeing what other people are doing or what people are saying or paying attention to anything outside of ourselves, that's all about mastering your mindset. That's all about positioning yourself. If you know who you are, then you're not thrown off. If you know where you're going, you've heard this, you won't follow anybody. But if you don't, then you'll follow any crowd, anybody's agenda, and you will jump or be offended or flinch or fight when they call you out of your name, when they don't know your name, but we have to know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that is not coming over media. That information is not readily found. It's not hard to find out, but you won't find it on the 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You won't find it in the headlines. You won't find it in the gossip. You got to go get it. But once you get it, embrace it. And your soul should say, yes, this is who I am. And once you step in that and once you know that, then you're not so easily moved.
It's very true. It's very true. You know, we see and hear so many powerful, positive messages about our true identity, and if that was as emphasized through media outlets as some of this other stuff, maybe we would get it. It means, as you said earlier, we have to take the personal responsibility to truly understand it, to truly understand who we are as African Americans, and know that there's an empowerment and power, strength that comes with that. I mean, we're very deep people. We're deep. It's obvious. It shows. It's manifested. And we just got to keep hanging on to that reality and keep on moving forward. You know, somebody calls me something else. Okay, have your say and day with that. But you know what? I'm going to be in the hard press, and it is so not going to be about you. It's going to be about me. It's going to be about us. That's the way we have to start thinking.
Yes, you're right.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Well, I've covered the great majority of the points that I had for us today, Cassandra, and I truly appreciate how you show up and offer so much insight to these topics. It just really, I feel, gives a very rounded view of some of the things that we can do to help ourselves to get through this a little bit better. The one thing we can't do is allow ourselves to go under or get underneath it. We are just better than that. We really can get through it. So I'm hoping that we said some things today that will help people free their mind and realize that there is a gateway to escape. And even if you can't see it with your eyes right now, that you can believe with your spirit person that in some way, we are all going to be on the other side of this. It'll be a hard history to look back on, but we've seen in our history that we do truly overcome, and we will overcome these times.
Yes, we do.
As well.
Yes, we will.
As well.
Yes, we will.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you very much again for taking your time this afternoon to join me. And I've been through a lot of transitioning with all of that's going on, and even prior to that, so I'm not exactly back in my strongest element for doing things that I want to be doing. I'm still trying to get a new website up and working on getting some books out and all of that, so I said that to say that I do want to keep this going, not every 3 months.
These are extraordinary times.
But I'm hoping to get us back on the air again in early August. So I want to thank you. You're a brilliant thinker, and I truly do appreciate you. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And I want everybody to check out Cassandra. You know, she's doing things. She's not going to go anywhere right now, but you might want to book her for 2021. That's a wonderful thing. I'm thinking she's going to be back on the circuit with stage plays by that time. But
yes,
just check her out anyway. CassandraMcShepherd.com.
Yes.
Thank you, Superstar RRRR. Appreciate you, sis.
Always.
And I hope you have.
Always a pleasure.
I hope you have an exciting rest of your day. Thank you.
It's guaranteed. I know who I am.
That's right. I hear you. I'll talk to you again soon.
God bless you. God bless you all.
You too. You too, sis. Thanks. And I want to thank all of you for taking the time to check in and check out what was being said today. Again, I hope that you were able to have some takeaways that can help you, again, not go under, but go over and go through. We're going to do this thing. We're going to ride it out. That's what we are going to do. So I'm going to look forward to talking to you the next time. In the meantime, be good, be blessed, and be awesome.